back to Kidmen Talk. This is Carl Bastian, a.k.a. The Kidologist, here to talk Kidmen with you. And what a special episode this week, is I have two guests in the studio with me. And where is my studio? This week I am hanging out in Southern California. In fact, CPT member Joni Lum has graciously loaned us her church to record as I'm here out of town. And who do I have in the studio? Well, to help me talk Kidmen today, I am privileged to be sitting in the presence of not one, but both the Kidology coaches. That's right, Reverend Barney Kennard and Pastor Todd McKeever. And we are going to be talking Kidmen with you today. Now remember, you can shape the show by emailing carl@kidmentalk.com, twittering @kidmentalk, or just participating in the comments on the show notes page or participating in the forum. In fact, today's show was shaped by a listener just like you. So let's talk Kidmen. Well, we got a great show for you today because of my special guest. But before I introduce them to you, I just want to say that today is sponsored by Kidology Coaching. Now, this is something that we have had available on Kidology for a long time. Now, there are many different options out there for coaching. And for those of you who are considering a coach in your children's ministry, as you look around at the different options that are out there, let me encourage you to take a close look at Kidology Coaching, because as you look around, you are going to find there is a distinct difference between what Kidology Coaching offers and what is available out there in children's ministry. And one of the distinct differences is the time you get with the coaches on Kidology Coaching. You get many one-on-one calls with our Kidology coach. And you also get a curriculum that you're working through. So you're not just talking about what is going on in your ministry and putting out immediate fires, but you're being exposed to the things that you should be looking at that you may not realize. And so there's an actual curriculum you're going through and some goals that you are working toward. There's a conclusion to it. Sometimes you get kind of stuck in a coaching program that is never ending. It's kind of like getting into counseling and the counselor doesn't really want to fix you because they keep getting paid as long as they keep you broken. And so you can be in a never ending coaching situation where it can get awkward, where you eventually just have to quit. And so our coaches really are motivated to accomplish something with you through the 12 units that they are taking you through. Today's program is not so much to sell you on the coaching, although you're going to get a taste of our coaches as you meet them. But we do want to give you a special opportunity to learn a little bit more about Kidology Coaching if it is something you've looked at. So here's what we're going to do. For this week only, the first 8 people to email me at carl@kidmentalk, we're going to give you a free hour, a complete free hour of coaching with our coaches. What I'm going to do is if you email me, I'm going to take 4 each of those 8 people and I'm going to assign you either to Barney or to Todd, and they're going to work out a schedule with you and give you a full hour to hear what's going on in your ministry, to tell you about Kidology Coaching, what it could mean for your ministry, introduce you to Kidology Coaching, but even in that hour to give you some coaching of some resources and ideas and give you a taste of what coaching could mean for you and your ministry. But that's just for the first 8 people. Obviously, these are busy guys. So we're limiting this free hour of coaching and introduction to Kidology Coaching to the first 8 people who email me at carl@kidmentalk.com. So you will have an opportunity to learn more about Kidology Coaching and get a personal introduction on the phone to either Barney Kennard or Pastor Todd McKeever. And we look forward to getting to find out who those 8 people are who are going to meet one of these guys and benefit from the Kidology Coaching program. And I guarantee when you get your call from Todd or Barney, whichever one you're lucky enough that I assign you to, you are going to be saying, "Put me in, coach."
Well, praise the Lord, I'll raise my hand. I'm ready to serve today. I'm born again and I want to get on the
Children's Ministry Bureau.
Been on the bench for way too long. I want to get in the game.
Every Sunday.
There's a fire in my heart that's for real. Oh, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Look at me, I could be on the field.
Your theology coach can prepare you to play awesome. Give you the skills you need, the resources you need.
Well, I spent some time riding on the pine, watching it from the bench. You know I criticized when the other is talking to me, and he's changed my attitude.
That's good.
'Cause he showed me what the game is all about. Oh, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Look at me. I could be. Strong desire and a brand new attitude, and I'm ready to use my talents for the Lord. 'Cause I heard the call to reach them all and point them to the cross, and I'm not gonna ride this bench here anymore. Oh, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
And once again, that was a great parody from Creative Ministry Solutions. And thanks for letting us spice up Kidman Talk with those great parodies. Well, this week we continue our ABCs of Kidology with the letter E. And once again, we had some interesting entries in trying to guess or suggest what the letter E should be as our Kidman keyword. And the elephant... some of you guys are getting desperate. Now, Tom Bump, you had some great suggestions with excitement. Yes, excitement is important. Endurance, energy, and Scott Phillips, I'm really going to have to limit you. You were getting a little desperate there, although you had some good ones. Eager. I mean, he provided scripture verses. I had to give him a prize. I mean, he provided at least a Bible verse with each of his guesses. Eager, Romans 1:15, early, Proverbs 8:17. I can't even read these all to you, but he had earth, he had ecclesiastical and ecumenical. I mean, he's really kissing up to the host here. Edify, education, effective, energy, equip, evangelical. All right, and he had a whole bunch. Then he even gave me a list like elder, element, elementary, emerge. I mean, what did he do? Just get the dictionary out? He's got a rhyming dictionary or something. But I got to hand it to someone on Twitter who nailed it, all right? This is Let Them Come 1014, and I'm going to have to reply by direct message to find out who this actually is and get an address to mail a prize to. But they nailed it. Their key word for the letter E. Now, they guessed some incorrect ones with energy and excitement. Environment is very important. In fact, I wrote about that in a whole section of the Kids Church Cookbook, Unit 2. You can read about that. Endurance, definitely important. And then they nailed it. But I've got to say, before I say what it is, if you just would look at the top of kidology.org, right? Those of you who are online, come on, just go right there right now. Maybe you're listening to this with the pop-up player right on the website. Now, come on. It's there in big letters at the top of the website. And Let Them Come 1014 on Twitter finally put it there at the end. Equipping,
and encouraging. Now, I'm excited to be here with Pastor Kennard and Pastor McKeever, because having them here, not only do I get to talk to the two coaches, but I also, the question that I wanted to answer this week with Marty fits with these two words so perfectly. And so let them come. You're going to get a prize. And yes, I know, Scott, you had the word equip in there, but you had 47 other words too. So you lose. You just get points in heaven for all your Bible verses. So when you get to heaven, just tell Jesus, and he'll take care of you, okay? Give you a swimming pool or something. Last week, if you remember, Marty asked about speaking to volunteers. And he said, you know, how can I be a better volunteer? So we talked last week through the word help. How to be a great help to your leader. How to encourage your leader. How to lead for your leader and to step up as a leader. And how to pray for your leader. And I said that this week we would talk about how do you keep growing. And how do you keep from being frustrated? And you know what? The answer lies in these two E's. And so today we are going to talk about the answer to those two questions. Because the way you keep growing is you keep getting equipped. And how do you keep from being frustrated? That's the negative side of your emotions. You keep that by being encouraged. And so today we're going to talk about equipping and encouraging. And we're going to talk about those with our two coaches. So with no more further ado, let's dive into these two powerful words, two words that actually encapsulate the mission of Kidology. My personal life mission that I got at age 19 is to reach and teach as many children as possible with the good news of God's love, and in the process to enlist, equip, and encourage others to do the same. And so Kidology is part of that second half of my life mission. It's to equip and encourage those who minister to children. And these two gentlemen that are sitting here with me also share that life's passion with me. And that's why they are coaches. They were coaches in life before they became Kidology coaches. And so we're going to break down these two words. And we're going to talk first about equipping from two perspectives. First, you know, as a leader, how do you equip your volunteers? And then to answer Marty's question, when you are a volunteer, how do you keep growing? Sometimes you need to equip yourself. Not every volunteer is blessed to have a children's pastor over them, equipping them. And so let me start with Barney and asking that first question. First of all, let me just welcome you guys to the show and want you to greet yourselves and quickly give a short greet yourself. You should see these guys are shaking their own hand because I kind of misspoke there saying greet yourself. Why don't you greet each other? And and then why don't you greet our listeners?
Hey, it's nice to be here. Thank you very much, Carl, for having us.
Yes, it's a wonderful to be here. Excuse me, I'm still greeting myself. So,
sorry about that. Barney, why don't you give us a brief introduction to those who don't know who you are. Your blog is kidhelper.com, and you're known as The Kid Helper because you've been helping kids for many, many years. And just give us a quick overview of who you are and what your ministry entails. We'll do the same with Todd. And then we're going to dive into that equipping word.
Well, I've been in children's ministries for 50 years now, and realize that I can't take it with me. So I'm divesting myself of all the things I've learned in children's ministry, and I'm willing to share, and that's what I've been doing. Yes, I am a children's evangelist, and yes, I am a puppeteer and a ventriloquist and a gospel magician, and I love doing programs for children and ministering to children's leaders. I've been doing some overseas mission work the last 10, 12 years, doing some writing, coaching now probably close to 30 people that I've actually worked with in some very intentional way. It's been very, very fun for me.
All right, good for me. I'm a children's pastor at a church in Kansas City, Missouri. Runs about 5,000 or so. I've been fortunate to be a children's pastor at all different types of churches and all different sizes. And so that's kind of what I enjoy doing is, you know, every week pouring into the children, pouring into the parents, pouring into the leaders. And I've been given an opportunity to come on board as a Kidology coach, and gives me the opportunity to do, like Barney said, it's not going to go with me, you know, so I get to pour into others and just really help people out where they are. So,
all right. Well, both these guys bring a wealth of experience and knowledge and wisdom. Barney, from years as a children's evangelist, he's worked with Louis Palau on his crusade, and Todd is a voracious reader, knows almost everything that many well-known men done and written, and so I love picking Todd's brain. And Todd is a guy who just understands technology and has helped me and helped Kidology. Todd is on the board of directors of Kidology and is on our staff, helping coordinate a lot of staff projects as a project manager, and has really helped a virtual ministry with employees all over the country to be better organized. And so he's also helped a lot of our students better take advantage of Apple tools and things to get their ministries more organized. So each of these guys are very different, and yet they bring a different set of tools and a different set of experience to bring these things together. And so it's kind of fun for me as I new students come into the coaching program to kind of read their profiles when they apply and really pray about which of these two coaches is the best fit for them and what they're seeking in our coaching program. So let's dive into this first word, equipping, and answer the question twofold. And Barney, since you primarily work with professionals in your coaching experience, how, when you hear that word equipping, what comes to mind, and how children's pastors can equip their volunteers as well as keep them self-equipped? I mean, obviously, there's the obvious things of they get equipped by going to college, and they get equipped by reading books, and they get equipped by going to conferences. But beyond that, how can a children's pastor or leader equip their volunteers?
Well, there was a time when there was no place to go to be equipped except going through Christian education subjects. Today, there are actually seminaries and Bible schools that offer curriculum for those that want to go into children's ministry. So being equipped as a children's leader now is probably more significant than any other time in the history of the church. And then there are those who, like Todd and I, where we come in and coach. We provide curriculum, we provide guidance, we provide structure, we talk about time management, we talk about administration, we talk about marketing and promotion of your work, we talk about organizing and being very intentional about what you're doing. So we basically are stepping up the whole idea of how do you do it better, how do you take it to another level. And that involves equipping. And so when we actually can coach a person and talk to a person about their needs and their ministry and where they are and what we have to offer, it marries these two disciplines together, curriculum and experience. So to equip a children's leader then is a significant part of taking them to another place, taking them to where they want to be, taking them to fulfill the calling that God's given to them. And frankly, that's quite encouraging to them.
I think part of the problem today is that there is so much out there that it's a little overwhelming.
Sure.
You know, there was a time when there was nothing for children's workers. There was, you know, a few books and you read those, and there was maybe a few conferences. Now there's so much. There's a plethora. Mm-hmm. Do you even know what that
That's
word
a
means?
Big word.
You know, you didn't know what to do. And I think part of what a coach does is help organize that stuff, help people sort through those things and do it in a systematic manner. I mean, that was why I created the Kidology Online training, was to create a systematic 5 labs that people could work through.
Sure.
What you've done with the Kidology coaching in the way that you've engineered your curriculum that Todd actually uses and then customizes for his students with his own supplemental resources is to create these 12 units with the 24 units or subjects within the 12 units so that people have some kind of a structure within to approach all that, because otherwise it's like a shotgun effect. Mm-hmm. It's shooting all this stuff at everybody. They go to a conference, there's a bunch of 50-minute workshops, and but they don't know how to organize all this in their mind, and it can be a little overwhelming.
One of my students, Carl, actually said something just totally shocked me. She said, "I've learned more in 4 units of working in the coaching program than I did in 4 years of college." Carl, I was just blown away by that statement. I couldn't understand what she was talking about. I said to her, "Erica, please explain to me what you mean by that." And she said, "Well, I went to a good school, paid good money, had good courses, and graduated from a good school. And since I've joined the Kidology coaching program, I've actually had someone working with me, working with my goals, talking to me about my issues and my things. No teacher ever did that." So I guess she's become the poster child of the program, as far as I'm concerned. Erica Miracle. She has done an amazing job. Now she's in Unit 12, ready to graduate from the program, and she is still doing really, really well with the material. And it's so much a part of her life now that it's really made a huge difference in her ministry.
Well, that comment doesn't surprise me at all because, you know, I know
when
I was in Bible college, you know, you learn a lot of the Bible theology, which you need, because I cringe a lot when I hear things that people who don't get that Bible education are teaching, you know, the Christians in the Old Testament and, you know, the things that, you know, ooh, they really could use a Bible education if they're going to be teaching the Bible. But it doesn't often give you the real practical skills of how to deal with church politics, how to navigate diplomacy, how to deal with difficult senior pastors, or what are they really wanting. You know, there's just so many logistical things. And every church is different. Every denomination is different. There's just so much to navigate in ministry that it's not necessarily even a criticism of Bible colleges. It would be very difficult for them to even know how to teach those things. You don't even know what you need until you get in those situations. Now, what about the volunteer, Pastor Todd, who doesn't have that leader over them to equip them, doesn't have a coach, can't afford a coach, their church won't pay for a coach, they can't afford a coach. How can they go about equipping themselves? You know, to answer Marty's question, how can I keep on growing as a volunteer? Marty, who wrote to me because he wanted to shape the show, which I encourage all of you listeners to do, you want me to talk about what you really want to know on Kidman Talk. He asked the question, how can I continue to grow as a volunteer? What would your answer be to that?
Well, I think a couple things. One, I think that networking is huge. I think anybody can network, and all network is just connecting with like-minded people. So I encourage everyone to network as much as you can.
But I thought networks were just children's pastors and professionals.
No, actually, I know we have one in our district that is all volunteers.
Really?
And they started a Facebook account, a group. And it's created, you know, on professionals, when the people that do it full-time, they tend to want to go to conferences and seminars and all of this networking time during the daytime because that's part of what they do.
Part of their workday.
But those that don't do it full-time or don't have that opportunity, that they're tent makers, they can't do that during the daytime. So they want a different time schedule. And so there's been some volunteers that I know that have gotten together, created a network, created a Facebook account, a group account there. And so that way there they can network at any given time. They can post questions out there. They can talk amongst one another. And it continues to grow. You know, I help moderate. I'm actually the head moderator on that group account there, just so that they...
So you created this for your church, but it's not limited to your church.
Correct.
Interesting.
Correct, yeah.
All right, now let's break this down. I'm going to put you on the spot here. If you were to break this down into, and I'm just going to make up a number, 4 steps or 5 steps, how would someone do this? Because I'm going to assume that a lot of our volunteers listening, if they're going to look around their area, they're not going to find this. And so it's going to be up to them if they want it to start it.
Mm-hmm.
So how would they go about doing this?
Well, I think quick answer on that one would be first create the Facebook page.
Okay, and how hard is that to do?
It's extremely easy.
Just go start a group.
You do that.
Now, I know the good news is when I started BeTheDadToday.com and I started a Facebook group for that, you used to have to get 25 members before you could get that Facebook.com/BeTheDadToday, but they've dropped that.
Yes.
So you can get a cool name, your city volunteer group or whatever. You can create a cool name and start that group right off the bat.
Yes, just start it. So you have a landing pad for anybody that begins to grow, come into this group. And then you approach the senior pastors.
No, wait. How wide a geographic area do you recommend? Just your city, subgrid city?
Well, I mean, you could start small and then kind of just see where it grows from there. Our particular group goes all across all of southern Missouri.
Okay.
So it's grown into a pretty large group there.
Okay.
But you can send out letters to senior pastors. Senior pastors.
So step two is contact senior pastors of churches in your area.
Okay. Because, see, most churches, or a lot of churches, do not have full-time children's pastors. So it's harder for you to get information on them. But senior pastors, their whole job is to help their church continue to do what God wants them to do, to grow and to be you know, everything that in that community.
So what are you saying to the senior pastors?
So you get a hold of the senior pastors, you basically let them know, listen, this is, you give them the group that you just, you know, you just started, so they have a place to go and see how legit it is and everything. And then you let them know, this is what we're doing. This is why we want to do this. Because of, you know, volunteers are working at different times. It's going to help your volunteers grow. They're going to be iron sharpening iron as other people continue to contribute on there. It's going to give resources. Your group may find great resources that are free from another church that you can get. There's free conferences out there. There's free networks that meet at different churches. And all of this, when you put it all together, you know, everybody starts talking about what's going on around them, and you profit. So senior pastors want to pass that information on. So they will pass that on. And then from there, then you...
So step three?
Step three would then be get all those children's pastors, those volunteers that are replying to you, that the senior pastors are giving them.
So start building a list.
Yes. And give them something on the Facebook account, that on the group, that is going to be profitable for them to come in. You run into great articles. You know, number one thing I love to do is when children's pastors do attend conferences, when you hear about conferences, contact those speakers. Have them give you their notes. Tell them this is what you want to use it for. And, you know, I find that really everybody wants everybody to grow, to become better.
So they might give you MP3s of their workshops or handouts or...
Give you PDFs,
free docs, samples, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And then add that onto your group, and it gives something for them to acquire right away.
Step four?
Step four, then, start meeting together in a physical, you know, you can start building pockets, because it depends on how big your group's gotten.
Okay.
You might rotate churches. You might, you know, that's what we do in our group, is because of how large it is. So each month, it's the first Thursday of every month for us. We meet at a different church, because you get something in person that you can't always get just
sure.
by the group itself.
And have you ever had resource providers be a part of that, or give goodies or come give presentations or anything like that?
Yeah, you can begin to contact them, and a lot of the resource places, again, that's what they want to do. That's what they're in the business for, is to help children.
But that's probably not until step five or whatever, because you probably have to have a critical mass before they're going to invest time. But you might be able to get them to pay for a rent a place or a meal or something like that.
Yeah.
Excellent. So networking and is getting together.
Yes. So yeah, I think that would be key. And then you know, the other thing would be just continue to read books. You know, I'm really huge into books, as you said, and I think you learn so much from books. And
how do you choose what to read? You know, reading is readers are leaders, and leaders are readers, as they say. You know, I think Solomon said books are, what did he say? Books are a dime a dozen. What was it that Solomon said? Of books, there is no end.
Yeah.
So how do you choose what to read? A lot of books seem to be geared at leaders. How do volunteers know which books would apply to them?
Well, I think one, you start with this network you just created.
Okay.
It's in that group, you're going to have people that do read, and you'll be able to start swapping. You know, what are you reading? What are you reading? And begin to go that direction.
I think going to ToddMcGeever.com
is
a good idea, because you discuss books a lot.
I do. Booksneeze.com is a great one by Thomas Nelson.
Okay.
You can sign up with them, and they, as long if you have a blog, and they will send you books. You pick what book you want to read, and if you do a review on it, and put it on your blog and put it in like Amazon.com, for example, then a review, then they will continue. Then you go back in, you pick another book, read it, and so many of my books are furnished that direction.
All right, and I'll put that in the show notes so people can see that, Booksneeze.com.
Yes.
Any other great websites for, obviously Amazon.com has reviews too.
Yeah, and I wouldn't make light of Amazon.com actually, because that's how I started finding out what books to read. I would just search through Amazon.com and read the reviews on there. Another great one, studyleadership.com. Now, this one here is $5.95 a month, so I need to make mention of that. If you want another free one, though, that would be leadershipandchangebooks.com. Leadershipandchangebooks.com. And on there is going to be all different types for you to read. Different categories of books, from organizational to change management to, you know, individual leadership to, you know, organizational transformation, setting direction, all kinds. I mean, there's just a ton of topics there. So,
well, I am just going to break the interview right there. What an awesome opportunity I had to sit down with our two kinology coaches, Barney Kennard and Todd McKeever, and talk to them about equipping and encouraging. But I'm going to break it right now and give you the second half in next week's Kidmin Talk so that I can keep the length of the podcast down to my target length and not go a whole hour, because we just had a great time talking about the letter E, equipping and encouraging. So next week, you'll get to hear about Todd and Barney's ideas for how you can keep encouraged and encourage your leaders and your volunteers. What fantastic ideas we talked about today. And of course, I want to end by talking about how you can be equipped through Kidology.org. Now, I don't know what you do on Kidology. Everybody who comes to this website comes for different reasons. Some come to just put an idea that they're teaching on, to get games and object lessons and puppet scripts. Some come to the forum. Some come for articles. Some come for the job center. Some come for the massive resource directory, the largest kind of yellow pages of ministries and resources and children's ministry. But it has been growing for 17 years with things being added every single week for years. It is one of the oldest children's ministry websites on the internet. It has remained cutting edge for all of those 17 years, and things have been being added for years. And I can't tell you how many times I run into people who say, I finally joined, because they were a basic member or a lurker, as we like to call them, just kind of skirting around the stuff that's free or the stuff that's just being promoted in the newsletter or that shows up on the homepage or the sample things. And when they finally start to dive in and click around and discover the breadth and the depth of Kidology.org. And there is so much there that even searching can be a challenge. And that's even something that we're trying to work on, is how can we even make it easier to find things on Kidology, because there is just so much in there. And so I challenge you to really dig into Kidology and try to work hard at finding all that's there to equip you. And yes, it is a pay site, and we charge a modest membership fee, but if you cannot afford that, you're a student, you're a missionary, or you're just unemployed or in a small ministry or some situation where you can't afford it, right at the top of the page where you join Kidology and put in your credit card information, there is a link to a scholarship, and we will happily give it to you. We're a nonprofit organization. If you cannot afford Kidology, we will give it to you for free. We just love to equip and encourage that much. So come back next week and join us again on Kidmin Talk, as I will continue my conversation with Reverend Barney Kennard and Pastor Todd McKeever, as we talk about what does it mean to encourage? How do you get encouraged? How do you give encouragement? And you can continue to shape the show by communicating with me through carl@kidmintalk.com, by Twittering at Kidmin Talk, by interacting with me on the forum. And the letter F will be the next letter, but it will be in 2 weeks instead of in 1 week. Did I drop your name on the show today? Be sure to leave a comment on the show notes page so that I can send you a prize. And until next time, this is Carl Bastian, the Kidologist, talking Kidmin with you.